I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
What restaurant is each Texans player? John Lopez is going to hold court here on Sports Radio 610. This whole conversation emerged after we decided that Tyrod Taylor was a food truck because he doesn't stay in one place. Not the best cuisine, but good enough. A lot of times, I like a good food truck, but more times than not, if I'm going to pick a restaurant, like if I'm going to pick a quarterback.
If your girl asks you, hey, where do you want to eat tonight? You don't say, hey, let's find a food truck.
Right. So Tyrod Taylor, quality food, but it moves around a lot, and you can do better. That's the quarterback situation, and that's where this whole idea came from. 713-572-4610 if you want to get yours in. John Lopez, he's going to hold court. John Lopez coming to the stage. Here are John Lopez's Texans players as local restaurants.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Good.
Hey, all right. That's good to hear. What's the deal with restaurants?
There's another Seinfeld reference I don't get. Boo!
Okay. All right. So, Houston Texans, significant figures as restaurants. Cal McNair. If Cal McNair were a restaurant, he'd be Cece's. Cece's Pizza. Because that's where dads take their kids to burn off some steam, and it has a lot of video games.
Remember when Cece's...
He is very smart.
I feel like Cece's and Subway made big mistakes.
You do?
Big mistakes.
Well, explain yourself before I go on.
You can't make jingles with prices in it and then increase your prices.
How about Motel 6?
Motel 6. We'll leave the light on for you. Is that it?
Yeah.
Tom Boudet?
Yeah, Boudet or something like that.
What a voice.
It's supposed to be $6 a night. They named their whole hotel on their price.
Oh, that's where that came from?
Yes.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Motel 6 was
because it was $60 a night. No,
at best.
But Subway, $5 foot long.
How much do they cost now?
The sub of the day is $6.50 for a foot long.
Okay.
I've gotten back into the Subway grind.
We'll get to Subway.
That doesn't mean I like Jared, all you cancel culture vultures. But Cece's was all you can eat for only $2.99.
Yeah.
Lots of salad and dessert, still $2.99. The best buffet that you can find, lunch and dinner anytime. All that you can eat for only $2.99. Still $2.99. And then the guy would talk and talk about all the stuff. Now they've changed it. You can't make jingles with the song. So Cal McNair, Cece's.
Yes. David Culley.
Ooh.
Arby's. Because no one's really sure what it does, how they can still exist. It's hard to find. You're not sure what they do. Nobody even really notices it.
It's so underrated.
Okay. I agree.
Okay.
It's so underrated,
but
bro.
But I'm not wrong. People don't know about it. Like, what does it do? How is it still around? Figgy.
It's good,
tell
man.
Tell them.
It's good.
So I'm
good.
Not saying it's not.
Now, you can... You,
I'm sure it's a nice guy, but...
You can... see? you can find Arby's on every corner in Cleveland.
Really?
Not really.
They got a lot, though. Right? Or was it just my side of town?
It might have been your side of town.
Like right across from Cleveland State, they had that one, and then they had the one by that Walmart. What's that Walmart called? Like in the middle of the
Bedford.
Mill? The mill?
Bedford?
Bedford.
I bought a gold chain there for $20.
It wasn't gold. Spoiler alert.
Nah, he showed me with the lighter.
Oh, okay.
He's
sure.
It was. It had the price tag on it.
Yeah, of course.
I think he jacked it.
Yeah. Your next screen. Jack Easterby. Jack Easterby as a restaurant.
You made a lot of people mad with this one, by the way.
Oh,
including
I'm
not, me.
Really?
Yeah.
But there's a reason.
Okay, go ahead.
Chick-fil-A. Why is Jack Easterby Chick-fil-A?
Why?
Because there's a certain type of employee in person that they probably prefer over others. And when they say my pleasure, it's so fake.
Tough, smart, dependable.
Nick Caserio.
Boy, you are blowing up the text line doing that.
Nick Caserio as a restaurant. Starbucks. Venti, quadruple shot, lots of whip, lots of sugar, no time to eat. I got to go run. Lovey Smith as a restaurant. Burger Chef.
What's that?
Who?
Burger Chef.
What?
There was once more than 1,000 burger chefs in these United States. But it's obviously, it was incredibly popular, but it died in the 90s. Tim Kelly.
Oh, God.
McDowell's. A cheap knockoff, living off of someone else's playbook. We said to Rod Taylor, Bernie's Burger Bus, all the ingredients, but you never knew where it would show up, and has been hurt a lot lately. Davis Mills.
Oh, wow.
Taco Bell. Lots of promises, but you never know if it's going to be good, and they're all kind of the same.
Man, they're not consistent. You know, I'm a Taco Bell guy. There is a serious consistency problem.
Yes. Whitney Merciless.
Oh, my.
In-N-Out Burger. Especially the double animal-style French fries. Extra chili. David Johnson.
Oh.
Church's Chicken. Used to be great, but now it's mostly lost in the corner of a convenience store in a questionable neighborhood.
You can get a three-piece for 99 cents.
Why do they put them
though?
Just in convenience stores now? Churches used to be.
There's some places that are always in convenience stores. Seems like Subway's there too a lot.
Burger King's there a lot now too. Kean Crossen. Torchies. No explanation necessary.
That should be Eric Murray.
Or Eric Murray.
Lonnie Johnson.
Or Vernon Hargraves.
Well, see, we're sensing a trend here. Laramie Tunsil.
Oh, wow.
Jack in the Box at 3 a.m. Zach Cunningham. What a burger.
Yeah.
Consistent, good, reliable.
They got a chicken shortage right now. Do you know that?
There is. I read that.
Yeah, Whataburger has a chicken shortage. So you're trying to get that chicken fajita. You're trying to get those chicken minis. You're trying to get those tenders. Yeah. You can't do that.
Mark Ingram.
Okay.
Subway.
Okay.
Once great, and now it's.
Yeah, I don't know. They're back. Subway's back. Shout out to my ladies on Shepherd.
Marcus Cannon, Rex Burkhead, Ryan Izzo, Brandon Cooks. And Dante Moncrief.
Okay.
Boston Market. Shout out to the Patriots.
Boston Market.
And Deshaun Watson.
Uh-oh.
White Castle. Because good luck finding one in Houston.
Speaking of,
mm-hmm.
Very well done, John.
Thank you, sir.
Getting a lot of feedback on the text line. 3303 says Easterby is a can of Vienna sausage.
That's not a restaurant.
8780 says Randall Cobb is Morton's Steakhouse. Says old and played out. I think you're wrong there, buddy. I can eat me some Morton's Steakhouse. I can assure you of that. And then Polo Loco is being brought up, which I think is very...
Or Pollo Loco.
Okay, well... Let's just hit the race card there, Figgy, because apparently white guys always have to get corrected when they order. People like you, John, are the reason. And I said people like you are the reason. When I go to a Mexican restaurant, sometimes I just point to it. to the waiter, so no, I don't get just, corrected.
You don't have to say it with a heavy, you know, heavy.
Nah, you're doing right. Just
no,
point
y'all
to
say it.
It
wrong. Y'all, I mean, y'all
it's
say
pollo
y'all,
loco,
John.
It's not polo loco.
Cut the music. I got to have a real talk with him about this. Mm-hmm. We're gonna talk about Deshaun Watson going to Denver for a second. But I'm being serious, John.
I know you are.
I'm a man of the people.
Okay.
But I think it's time a white man had a conversation with a Hispanic about something.
oh, now's the time?
Now's the time. Because I do feel like whenever I maybe don't roll the tongue enough when I'm ordering something,
mm-hmm.
it gets real snooty for a little bit there whenever I'm ordering. But I don't feel like that's the same way that, like, if I go to IHOP or something like that, and I'm with my Hispanic friend, Armac, who's got a little bit of a lisp.
Yeah.
I feel like if he says something that's maybe a little bit off, mm-hmm. I don't feel like he gets the same attitude from Betty the waitress that I get from the Mexican restaurant when I mispronounce Chili Relleno.
That, too. Chili Relleno. I think you're right. I got a story.
Okay, see, so I'm not wrong about this.
Oh, Hispanic.
Tell me a story, OG.
You get rolled on to where I feel like I didn't wipe my feet at the door or something like that.
So a while back, I was in Little Havana in Miami on Calle Ocho, or you might call it Calle Ocho. and I went with my wife because I love their chicken and you know, everything, obviously. The waitress only spoke to me.
And she treated your wife like she wasn't there. Your wife can speak Spanish. Your wife can habla?
No, she understands, but she doesn't really speak that much. But she was, you know, she's blonde, very white.
Yeah.
The waitress didn't even look at her. It was that obvious. And I was like, are you noticing this? She goes, yes. Like, she tried to order to our waitress in Little Havana. And she turned away from her and looked at me and said, what would she like? I'm like, holy crap. I mean, it was over the top. Arroz con pollo was so good.
See,
there. So
say arroz con pollo?
Arroz con pollo.
See?
Who?
Know what I mean. Like, come on. Numero cinco. That's why I like when it has numbers on it.
Because you know those.
Yeah, I can say that.
You know how to say them.
Unless it goes past 20. 20, yeah, I can go up to 30.
If you can go to 20, you can go to any pretty much any
30.
Number. Yeah, any.
Now, some of those Mexican restaurants down there near the Bel Air area, mm-hmm. they'll have 96 menu items, 96 numbers the damn menu.
Yeah.
Which I think is a little over the top. And they always got the why is it that Mexican restaurants, hole in the wall Mexican restaurants, mm-hmm. and I think my our Hispanic loopholes will know what I'm talking about here. Why is it that Mexican hole-in-the-wall restaurants, which mm-hmm. are one of my favorite things, if you walk in and you get a dirty look as a tall honky like myself, you've come to the right place.
Yes, yes.
But I will say this. Like, Mexican restaurants are the only place where they make the pictures look worse than the actual food. Like, McDonald's cheeseburger,
you know,
on TV always looks like, it looks like, holy crap, look at that. Look at that chicken from Church's, that three-piece 99 cent. Look at that KFC. Oh my God. Look at that Taco Bell. Holy crap. They always make the picture look better on TV. Mexican hole in the wall restaurants are the only place where they make the food look worse on the picture.
You know why?
Why?
Because they take actual pictures of a plate of food. That's the golden
rule. With an awful camera.
That's the golden, because they're cutting corners. My people, man. Hey, we can save $3. Oh, okay. That's exactly why. I'm telling you. No, seriously, we can save $3 if we do it this way. Yes, but you're losing a million customers.
Could they at least try to dress it up a little bit?
The golden rule in public relations is never take a food picture of actual food. It's got to be like a mold.
Dude,
or whatever.
If,
you know.
If owners of hole-in-the-wall Mexican restaurants,
they're doing it on Polaroids,
had Bumble accounts,
yeah,
they would wait till after they ate and pigged out and wear a stomach shirt without makeup on.
Yes.
Like that. Like, it is literally like the opposite of any like commercial.
Yes. No, the Mexican restaurants, like, they go, they cook a plate of enchiladas, and before they take it to the table, they go click, take a picture of it, and then with a Polaroid, and it never comes. I can say this because, but I'm like a restaurant, like, have you ever been to like,
have you seen the pictures on the IHOP menu?
Olive Garden.
IHOP looks like it's award winning.
Olive Garden looks like it's freaking grotto. I mean, because that's not real food.
Then you go to some of the best hole-in-the-wall Mexican restaurants. It's like, man, those enchiladas look a little rough.
It's like plastic. It's like bright colors. The lettuce is beautiful. But all my compadres, man, they're just like, who ordered the tamales? We need a new picture. Click.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Coming up, Deshaun Watson wants to go to Denver. You don't believe me? Just listen to someone who would know as well as a former teammate next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
This was Aqib Talib and Kareem Jackson talking about Deshaun Watson. This is interesting. We heard the clip yesterday. I went back and listened to the podcast, Aqib Talib's podcast on Spotify, courtesy of Volume. I got to tell you, man, Deshaun in Denver, I think there's some real smoke there. Here's Aqib Talib talking to former Houston Texan Kareem Jackson.
I honestly think y'all going to have Deshaun soon. I think y'all going to have Deshaun soon. No bullshit. And if y'all get Deshaun, bro, y'all definitely a contender immediately.
I got a great relationship with Deshaun. I've been talking to him the last couple of weeks, man. And all he's been telling me is like, look, Jack, just tell him that's where I want to be.
He see the setup.
He like, man, listen, that's why I want to be in Denver. Before I signed, he called. He was like, man, are you going to sign? I was like, I don't know. I ain't sure yet. He was like, well, you know, let me know what you're going to do, whatever, whatever. And I signed back. He like, listen, man, tell him that I want to be in Denver.
I mean, there is so much there to that you can legitimately read, you know, something into, I think, legitimately. Number one, just at face value, this is what he told me and then quoted Deshaun Watson. That's at the surface. I think below the surface, you have what you pointed out, Aqib Talib, who knows everyone in the NFL pretty much. I mean, you know, and people respect him and trust him and he has this. He says, yeah, I think y'all are going to get him. There's that. That you can read that however you want, but I would lean toward he's heard something. I think the bigger kind of underlying story is Deshaun Watson is at least confident enough that he's going to play at some point this year to start telling people, yeah, man, do what you can. Do what you can to get me there. I want to be there. That's important. Now, we've had – probably going on 6 weeks. I lose track of time sometimes. 6-7 weeks with only one interlude of Rusty Harden and Tony Busby going at each other for one day of pretty much quiet. And we can assume, I think, pretty safely that there's some sort of settlement discussion or something going on there. So maybe Deshaun's feeling pretty darn good about where things are right now and that he can play.
And I think the fact that Kareem's willing to put that out there during this time, I think it speaks volumes. I mean,
he knew it was going to be blown up.
Yeah, he has said this in the past, but it was pre-Tony Busby. It was pre-sexual allegations. Like it's a much different time to speak on behalf of Deshaun Watson now than it was back then.
Yeah.
For many reasons. 22 reasons. We can start with.
Well, there's
so,
that too.
There is that. So the fact that he's willing to do that with all that going on, he's not dumb. Like Kareem Jackson's not going to put Deshaun Watson out there like that without at least talking to Deshaun Watson and Deshaun thinking he's going to play. So I think there's some significance there. on top of what you just said with the Tlaib thing.
We have personal experience with Kareem Jackson at the Super Bowl being incredibly candid. You know, he joined us at the Super Bowl. We were asking him about T.Y. Hilton playing possum, and he was incredibly candid about it and telling you what he thought. So, yeah, I think that's absolutely right. And your point right there that you just made is important, and I forgot about that. Last time we heard from Kareem Jackson about Deshaun Watson was before the 22. And so now it's after, well after, and during this quiet period. So it means something.
I think it does, and I think it's something to keep an eye on. I think Denver is a team that has shown us that they've been desperate to acquire a quarterback. You know, this isn't like an assumption that, you know, Philadelphia wants a quarterback or Miami or, you know, some of these other squads that we've lumped in. Like, Denver has been active when it comes to trying to get a quarterback. They were in on Matthew Stafford. But the Rams just offered more. They were in on Teddy Bridgewater, and they brought Teddy Bridgewater there. They reportedly were interested in some guys in the draft, but it just didn't fall their way, so they moved on from that. So when it comes to teams that be willing to come to the Texans, Denver is definitely something to keep an eye on. And according to one of Deshaun Watson's best friends in the NFL, Deshaun Watson would like to be there, and Aqib Talib calling a shot. He believes that Deshaun Watson ends up in Denver, which would be crazy. Same division as Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert.
Well, there's that motivation too. You know, the Broncos are sitting there with a relatively new general manager too, which has to be a factor. So in Patton, and so there's that. They're motivated. There's no way they get through a healthy Kansas City Chiefs team in the foreseeable future without a great upgrade at quarterback. No way. They're not going through the Chiefs. Nobody in that division is. Herbert, maybe, you know, we'll see, because he's on a rookie contract and they can surround him. But still, the Broncos have to be sitting there going, we've got to think big. And they have.
And I don't think Deshaun's intimidated at all. Say what you want about Deshaun. And there's been a lot of thoughts about Deshaun and his personality and you know, how he's built and stuff. I said this before any of this came out. I thought he went a little bit Hollywood. You can obviously have a lot of questions about Deshaun Watson, regardless of what happened, because of everything that's gone on. But one thing I know for certain, that's a guy who would love to 4 times out of 17 be facing Justin Herbert and Patrick Mahomes. I can promise you that.
Absolutely.
Deshaun Watson is not scared. Like, when it comes to some people on the text line, 9955, why would Deshaun Watson want to go to a division with Patrick Mahomes? Because Deshaun Watson would want to go to a division with Patrick Mahomes.
Absolutely.
There might be some guys that would say, I want to avoid that. Deshaun Watson ain't one of that. Mm-hmm. Say whatever the hell you want about him. That dude wants to compete, and he wants to compete with the best.
If you put Deshaun Watson, well, let me put it this way. How many teams in the NFL, including the Chiefs and the Bucks and the, you know, the established Super Bowl-type teams, how many teams in the NFL, if you switched out their quarterback with Deshaun Watson, would be a Super Bowl contender? Contender.
Probably.
Seahawks?
60%.
Let's go through them.
I mean, I think Russell Wilson and Deshaun are a wash, maybe.
But they would still be a Super Bowl contender. I'm saying if you switched out.
They would still be the same. They would still be the same. Okay.
If you switched out their quarterback with Deshaun Watson, no matter who the quarterback is, Brady and Mahomes included, would they be a Super Bowl contender? I think.
All right, let's just go through it. Let's do it.
Seahawks.
Yes.
Rams.
Yes.
Cardinals.
I guess.
Niners.
For sure.
Saints.
Yep.
Bucks.
Yeah.
Panthers.
No. I don't. I gotta see a little bit more.
Okay, that's one. Falcons.
No. Not yet. They got problems. They got problems on defense, though.
Okay, that's two. Washington.
Yes.
Giants.
No.
Cowboys.
Yes.
Eagles.
No.
Packers.
For sure.
Bears.
Maybe, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Vikings.
No.
Deshaun Watson replaces their quarterback. Everything else stays the same. Detroit Lions.
Nah, not yet.
So that's five. Titans.
Yes.
Colts.
Yes.
I'm not going to say Texans. Jaguars.
Not yet. We got to see those young guys play.
Bills.
For sure.
Dolphins.
Yeah.
Patriots.
I guess, yeah.
Jets.
No.
St- Steelers.
Oh. You got a good defense, yeah.
Hell yeah. Ravens.
Yes.
Browns.
Yes.
Bengals.
No.
I might disagree with you on that one. Chiefs.
Yeah.
Raiders.
Probably.
Chargers.
They're far away.
Broncos.
Yes.
So out of 32 NFL teams, if you just replace the current quarterback with Deshaun Watson, you said, and I think it's less than this, but you said eight teams would not be a Super Bowl contender. That's why the Broncos are interested.
And to add to that, if you would have said Houston Texans, I would have said no. And that's why Deshaun Watson wants out.
Yeah.
They're one of the select few that would not be. Yeah. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Coming up, OTAs through the eyes of David Culley. Apparently it was a magical bonding experience. Here is the OTAs through the eyes of the Texans head coach next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Minicamp's been canceled. David Culley says that everything that needed to be accomplished has been accomplished. Now, we all have theories. We know that David Culley is not telling us the 100% truth. This team, we know they could use as much practice as possible. We know this is kind of a CBA thing.
Yeah.
We know that. We know Nick Caserio would practice 24 hours a day, 7 days a week if he could. But let's just for the sake of humoring the new head coach, let's try to imagine that what David Culley said yesterday is actually true. And the Texans' offseason program was magical. It bonded the team together, and they accomplished everything from culture to putting in the playbook to bonding as a team. They accomplished everything.
Mm-hmm.
I present to you,
which is quite the miracle, by the way,
a Houston Texans production. Remember the Texans. Narrated by me. Vandy, you're fired. We're not a part of this one. This is me. This ain't the building the Texans. This is Remember the Texans.
There we go.
That's rock and roll. Rock and roll your way out of here. I got this. We start with David Culley yesterday making the announcement that the offseason activities were so magical that minicamp was not needed.
As far as accomplishing what we wanted to get accomplished, to be able to learn our culture, learn our system, new defense, all of the different players that we've had, we've got to accomplish what we wanted to get accomplished.
Okay.
All right.
Now, what exactly had actually happened?
A lot has to happen. If you're going to say we learned the culture.
To build a culture, you got to start at NRG on Kirby. Coach Culley, as his players were preparing for camp, David Johnson was bragging about his new mini-fill undeserved one-year contract. And the one-time Pro Bowler, David Johnson, in front of his teammates in the cafeteria while boasting and bragging was interrupted by Coach Cauley.
How many yards you think you're going to get this season, bro?
I ain't want to brag, but I figure on at least 1,000. But I ain't want to brag.
Put your hand down. You smiling?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football. Football's fun.
Fun, sir.
Fun, sir.
It's fun.
Yes.
You sure?
I think
so. Now you're thinking. First you smile, then you think. You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir.
Yes. No.
No?
Sir. It was fun.
Not anymore, though, is it? Is it?
No, not by
now. No, it's not fun anymore. No. Not even a little bit.
No.
Make up your mind.
No, no.
Think. Since you're thinking, now go on. Think.
No,
is
no.
it fun?
No, sir.
No.
No, sir.
Absolutely not?
Zero fun, sir.
All right.
Coach
wow.
Cauley.
Who knew?
Coach Cauley had made his presence known
mm-hmm.
by his team. David Johnson, this was going to be about the Texans' culture. But there was more. There was more of a message that Coach Cauley wanted to deliver to his 90 new faces on the roster. 50-ish, if you want to be exact. But that's not what we're here for. We're here to romanticize mm-hmm. the magical OTAs that led to minicamp being canceled through the eyes of David Cauley. Here is David Cauley and his message to his team.
We leave for camp 7:29 a.m. If you report at 7:30, you will not be playing football this season. You will be watching. You will wear a jacket, shirt, and tie. If you don't have one, buy one. Can't afford one, then borrow one from your old man. If you don't have an old man, then find a drunk, trade him for his. Because I can guarantee you there isn't a bum on the street that looks as raggedy and ridiculous as what I'm looking at right now. This is no democracy. It is a dictatorship. I am the law. If you survive camp, you will be on the team. If you survive.
Yikes.
Coach Coley's message was very clear.
Mm-hmm. This is the side of Coach Cauley I haven't seen.
These are OTAs. It's mm-hmm. supposed to be T-shirt and shorts, but according to Cauley, it was magical. Everything mm-hmm. that this Texans team wanted to accomplish, they accomplished. So as they got on the bus, players began to get comfortable. Coach Cauley, feeling that his players were getting too comfortable as he saw Charles Aminihu with his Beats by Dre headphones on, and John Weeks listening on his iPod to a little Brad Paisley, he knew it was time for this team to bond. So Coach Cauley sent another message to his team before the bus started.
All right, listen up, listen up. I want everybody off the bus. Let's go. Follow me, everybody. Let's go right now. All right. Everybody off the bus. Listen up. I want all of my defensive players on this side, all players going out for offense over here. Right now. Let's move. Let's move. Let's move. Let's move. You and you, offensive bus, sit together. You and you, defensive bus, sit together. Get comfortable, too. Because the person that I have you sitting next to is the same one that you'll be rooming with for the duration of this camp.
This is OTAs wow. through the eyes of David Cauley. So as he made...
Sounds a little bit like Denzel.
Bizarre... It's David Cauley. Okay. As he made bizarre roommate assignments, John Weeks, you'll be rooming with Bradley Roby. Charles Aminihu, you'll be rooming with Justin Britt. Kyami Fairbairn, you and Brandon Dunn, y'all got room 6. The room assignments were laid out by Coach Cauley, but the message continued as they had their first practice. Coach Cauley gathered his new faces as he continued to try to have the best OTAs of all time.
We will be perfect in every aspect of the game. You drop a pass, you run a mile. You miss a blocking assignment, you run a mile. You fumble the football, and I will break my foot off in your John Brown hind parts. And then you will run a mile. Them coaches, they cut a player if they think he's not up to snuff. When they think he's hurting the team.
Now we know. We're getting a good idea.
Shortly after that meeting,
yeah.
Ryan Finley was cut. Coach Cauley's message was somewhat getting through, but it wasn't fully there because the chemistry, the culture of these players was not in existence when Coach Cauley wasn't there. After practice, Charles Aminihu and Justin Britt got a little bit chippy.
Oh, no.
Justin Britt, who'd been acquired from the Seattle Seahawks had already established himself as one of the leaders of this team. He'd already been named captain by his peers. Charles Omenihu, in his third year, looking to break out, was not impressed by the leadership of his new captain. And courtesy of our hidden cameras at NotHoustonTexans.com, we captured a heated exchange between Omenihu and Britt.
All right, man, listen. Let's get some particulars and just get this over with, all right?
Particulars?
Yeah.
No matter what I tell you, you ain't gonna never know nothing about me.
Listen, I ain't running any more of these 3-a-days, okay?
Well, what I got to say, you really don't want to hear, because honesty ain't too high up on your people priority list, right?
Honesty? You want honesty? All right, honestly, I think you're nothing. Nothing but a pure waste of God-given talent. You don't listen to nobody, man. You can't run over everybody in this league. And every time you do, you leave one of your teammates hanging out to dry. Me in particular.
Why should I give a hoot about you? Huh? Or anybody else out there? You want to talk about a waste? You the captain, right?
Right.
Captain's supposed to be the leader, right?
Right.
You got a job?
I have a job.
You been doing your job?
I've been doing my job.
Nobody plays. Yourself included. I'm supposed to wear myself out for the team? What team? I'm going to look out for myself. And I'm gonna get mine.
See, man, that's the worst attitude I ever heard.
Attitude reflect leadership, Captain.
Omenihu and Britt then took the field for the second of three practices, 3-a-days, at Texans OTAs. Lovie Smith looked on with his son after a 35-minute interview with John McClain. And they looked as the bond, the culture, at the best OTAs ever, began to be built by Lovie Smith's defense.
What was that? Whatever it is, it ain't blocking.
Give me a break.
You want a break? I'll give you a break.
Wait a minute. Let him in.
Just one time. I swear to God, I'm going to hit you so hard by the time you come to. Ooh, boy, you're going to need a new haircut. You understand me? Let's play, fellas.
Run the ball. Let's run it again.
Come on, me.
You all right? You all right?
You really stuck him. This is left side.
Wrong side.
Left side.
Strong side.
Left side.
Strong side.
Left side.
Here we go.
Left side.
Bonding.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The bomb was being built.
Mm-hmm.
You could see it. Omenihu and his teammates finally on the same page. The OTAs. And remember, the Texans will continue. But first, put some money in your pocket. All right, let's put a GER in your pocket right now at Sports Radio 610. Text the word VIVID, V-I-V-I-D. I feel like we're getting some VIVID access right now, to 72881. That's VIVID, 72881. It's your chance to win $1,000. Put a grand in your hand. The code word is VIVID, V-I-V-I-D, to 72881. Nationwide entrance. Have until the top of the hour to text. For those of you that aren't radio savvy, and who the hell really says top of the hour anymore? 1 o'clock. You have up till 1 o'clock to text VIVID to 72881. Message and data rates apply. We're putting a grand in your hand, powered by BetQL. Win more cash with the help of BetQL. Download the BetQL app today. That is BetQL. VIVID to 72881. 1145, 1245 every day. Your chance to win a GER. So the bond is developing, J-Lo.
You can hear it, man.
What do you think about
this
bond?
Now I'm starting
to
realize why they canceled that minicamp. It's getting a little more obvious.
These OTAs were lit, weren't they?
Yeah.
Following the bond, the team gathered together, and it got hype. A circle at midfield with a chance from David Culley's new strong cultured players.
What kind of power you got?
Oh man, you know I got some soul power.
What kind of power you got?
What kind of question is that? I got soul
power. Yes, you do.
Right on, let me ask you something of
it. Yes. How strong are you? I'm too strong.
What? How strong?
I'm too strong. Too strong.
Oh, right on,
I want a victory.
Oh, I want a victory.
The team got on the bus. They rode back to NRG. But before that, they made a stop in River Oaks. Despite the high spirits of David Culley's guys, there were many who were not fascinated with this new culture.
La 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 la. Hey, hey, hey. Goodbye.
I hear you. I hear you. Up in the front. Up in the front. Whoa, whoa.
What'd they do up there? Brainwash them?
They must be high on something.
They weren't high on anything.
Man, dissension.
They were just high on culture. This team was closer than ever. David Culley's greatest OTAs. The plan was in full effect. Everybody had bought in. The playbook, they knew it front to back.
Culture?
The bond, they had a group text of 95. There was chanting. There were team dinners. And I'll be damned. Everything had been accomplished. Except one thing.
That is?
There was an elephant in the room. A clear elephant in the room. Deshaun Watson, no longer a member of the Houston Texans. The leader of this team that many of these guys once looked up to wanted no parts of the new culture they took pride in. Now, there were no hard feelings because part of this culture is to not hold grudges and only control what you can control. But they had to say goodbye to Deshaun.
Man.
So the team gathered around Deshaun's locker, which John McClain says he still has, and they gathered around his jersey and they said goodbye to their former leader.
And that's what brought us back here today.
Deshaun is gone.
But his spirit lives on. People say that it can't work. Well, here we make it work every day.
Cutting onions in here.
Hey, hey, hey. Goodbye. Na, 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 na.
In the village,
na, 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 na.
Hey, represent, baby.
Hey, hey, hey. Goodbye.
Watson.
That boy's good.
Now, who knows what the future holds for David Culley? It's not easy to have the perfect OTAs. There are two things we know following the perfect OTAs. Number one, Deshaun Watson no longer with us. Number two, who needs minicamp? Minicamp, these
After
nuts.
After that.
On to training camp. David Culley's perfect OTAs. Remember the Texans. Courtesy of In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
We're good to go, man. Yeah, that explains a lot right there. It's kind of sad, weird, that I kind of would like to have Denzel coaching. He's intense, man.
Who?
Denzel. I mean,
Culley?
That Culley.
Yeah.
That Culley.
My man.
That's how magical it was, man. That's what Culley told us.
That's one of the best OTAs in the history of football right there.
Has to be. But you know what happened. Like, just summarize what you think actually happened with the OTAs.
This was quid pro quo. Led by the leaders in the locker room, the Houston Texans veterans went to Caserio, I'm presuming, or Caserio and Culley, and said, okay, the NFLPA is telling us not to come to OTAs. Will come, but you got to cancel minicamp.
Yeah.
It's not complicated. Very, very straightforward. And
but on the surface, yes, you're right. This team stinks, and they could use as much practice as possible. Yes.
Nick Caserio would not allow that. He would fine people if it wasn't an agreement in advance. Nick Caserio works. We've seen him. The dude's like he makes coffee nervous, you know? I mean, he's one of those guys. He's bouncing all over, works all day. Does everything. He was throwing passing drills the other day. There's no way he would agree to this unless it was a predetermined agreement. Okay, we want everybody here. We feel it's more important, culture, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But we'll have to renege on 2 days. That's the other thing. It's just 2 days of practice, minicamp. It's an easy thing to give up on. And now these guys have a break until July. And there are a lot of other teams doing the exact same thing. You were here earlier when I was in that other room and I was speaking with an assistant or someone on the staff, I should say, for another NFL team, and they were telling me the exact same thing. Yeah, we did that. You know, just kind of an NFLPA, wink, wink, go ahead and go, but you'll be out of minicamp.
See, OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig. Reminder, 11:45, 12:45 tomorrow, chance to win some more bread. A grr never hurt anyone. Coming up. How crazy is it that a guy has a career year and another guy has a gruesome injury, yet the brands are going in two different directions? Dak and Deshaun. Curious case of next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.